Hello and welcome to episode one of the Reads podcast. This is Annie Sorensen, and really excited to launch this fun venture. I've been wanting to do a podcast for a really long time, and so I hope all of you enjoy it. This is episode numero uno. My intentions with this podcast are just to kind of have a little fun. As many of you that follow me on Twitter or on my blog or on Facebook or anywhere probably know, I love to read, and I love books in every way, shape, and form, and have really been just looking for a place where once a week or a couple times a week or once every other week, I can just sit down and chat with you guys and share everything in the book world that I've been thinking about, whether it's authors or interviews or books I just bought business-related or books I just read that are fluffy novels or anywhere in between. Was just looking to sit down and share some of this awesome information and to get feedback from you guys on what everything reading and book related you've been focusing on. So I hope you enjoy it with this first episode. We'll just kind of launch right into things. Cannot wait to hear your feedback. Cannot wait to hear any thoughts you might have on ways I can improve or information about books and reading that you'd love to hear about, people you'd like to be interviewed, people you'd like to hear their opinions on, anything like that. So this very first episode is brought to you by me. No sponsors as of yet for the Reads podcast. However, someday, sometime very soon, we'll definitely have sponsors. But this very first episode is brought to you by little old me, Annie Sorensen. So I hope you enjoy it. Okay, recommendations of the day. We have two of them for you today. The first is one that's been getting a lot of buzz in the social media and online space, and that's Delivering Happiness, which is Tony Hsieh's book. Tony is the CEO of Zappos.com. If you're not familiar with Zappos, Zappos is an amazing website online for shopping, originally just shoes, now into all sorts of apparel and things like that, known for their customer service. And Delivering Happiness is a really, really interesting book. In fact, I just did a quick book review text-wise on my blog, anniesorensen.com, a couple days ago. Long story short, Delivering Happiness wasn't written incredibly beautifully, but in the end, I closed the final cover and it made me want to be a happier person and it made me want to be a better person. So there's really not much else to say about it other than that. It's a quick read and it's inspiring. So I think anybody, regardless of if they're in the service industry, regardless of if they have a business or they're even in the entrepreneurial world, reading Delivering Happiness kind of about Tony's story as the CEO and about Zappos.com's story, you'll get at least some tidbit about living a more service-oriented life, living a happier life, and just being happier in general from the book. So that's my first recommendation of the day, Delivering Happiness. Second recommendation of the day, Fail Nation. So this is a compilation of, I don't want to call them cartoons, but we'll call them photos, I suppose. It's from the folks that run failblog.org, so F-A-I-L blog.org. And it's basically, it's a gift book. You know, it's a funny book you sit on your coffee table or you give to someone kind of as a joke or just a little silly thing. And it's just funny photos of how humanity has just failed in doing silly things. You know, signs out in public that are totally misspelled. You know, just funny things that in businesses, in life, in service, just in going around town and around your life, just things are funny, things are failed. And it's basically, it's all photo-based with minor captions from the fail blog folks. So very entertaining, again, a gift book, not something you just sit down to read, but something really great for a funny joke gift or coffee table book or something fun like that. So Fail Nation by the folks at failblog.org, a fun recommendation for the day. Okay, next, a recent purchase. So I go to Barnes & Noble all the time. Hey, there you go. Maybe someday soon I will be able to intro the Reads podcast to say this episode brought to you by Barnes & Noble. Let's set that as a goal. I think that's a good goal. Okay, so anyway, I go to Barnes & Noble on a very regular basis. You can say hi to them on Twitter at BNBuzz, by the way. They tweet some great stuff, so go check them out. But something I just recently purchased was Freakonomics by Stephen Levitt and Stephen Dubner. And Freakonomics, there's actually a second version of the book out already called Super Freakonomics. And the subtitle is A Rogue Economist Explores the Hidden Side of Everything. And this was one of those books that I kept hearing people mention. I kept hearing people talk about. I kept hearing people reference items that they read in this book. Didn't really have an interest when it initially came out to pick it up. But the more and more that I heard about the book, the more and more that it made me want to go check it out. So I finally picked it up, and I really think it will be fascinating to read. You know, I like watching the History Channel, I like watching the Discovery Channel, I like just absorbing and being curious about new pieces of information about our world and our economy and our history and fun things like that. Kind of, you know, tell me why this is the way it is, tell me why that's the way that that is, stuff like that. And so I think this will just be a real fascinating book from the standpoint of gathering little tidbits of random information. So I'm excited about this one. It was one of my recent purchases, Freakonomics, A Rogue Economist Explores the Hidden Side of Everything by Stephen D. Levitt and Stephen J. Dubner, the two Stevens. My for fun recommendation for the day, my fluffy read recommendation for the day. So non-businessy, non-techie, non-anything related is a book that I actually read over Christmas this past year, so about 6 months ago, The Art of Racing in the Rain, a novel by Garth Stein. This book was so darling. If I can describe a book as darling, this one was darling. It is entirely written from the point of view of a dog, of a golden retriever, and that sounds corny, but it works, and it works wonderfully. And some of the things that Garth Stein writes in here from the standpoint of the dog are hilarious, because you can completely either have experienced a dog doing those types of things and assumed that's what they were thinking, or can picture a dog doing these types of things and thinking those things. It's just, it's spot on. It's so entertaining. But then just not only is it entertaining that it's written from the dog's point of view, but it's just a great story. It's a great story about life and relationships and love. It's awesome. Very good for guys or gals, I would think. Pretty short, fast read just because it's so entertaining. Just over 300 pages. The Art of Racing in the Rain, a novel by Garth Stein. Definitely recommended whether you're a dog lover or animal lover or not. Definitely would recommend that one. So that's my fluffy recommendation for the day. Currently reading. I am currently reading Six Pixels of Separation by Mitch Joel. The subtitle is Everyone is Connected, Connect Your Business to Everyone. And I have to admit that I originally picked this book up about 2 weeks ago, maybe even more, and read the first half, and then either got busy and or stopped reading it and kind of just got distracted with other things. And so a few days ago realized I had not yet finished the book, picked it back up, and now I'm almost complete with it. But this is obviously a social media networking online related book, so in the business nonfiction side of things. And the general gist of it is that, you know, everything online these days is connected. And in business, whether you're in business with just one person or you're in business with thousands of employees, everything is connected on there. And you can connect things even more so if you're intentional about them and doing some awesome things to really provide benefit to your business and to your business's bottom line by connecting online. And obviously the title, Six Pixels of Separation, is a play on the, you know, 6 degrees of separation, the Kevin Bacon game, in regards to often there are only 6 steps between me and you, often less. And so it's a play on that, the 6 pixels of separation. So I'm about halfway through, pretty decent so far. I have to admit, I'm not loving it in regards to other social media, networking online type books out there, marketing, but pretty pleased with it so far. So keep listening for a review on that. I'm currently reading 6 pixels of separation by Mitch Joel. What else? Summary for the day. Episode 1 of the Reads Podcast, brought to you by little old me, Annie Sorensen. Recommendations of the day were Delivering Happiness by Tony Hsieh, the CEO of Zappos. The full title is Delivering Happiness, A Path to Profits, Passion, and Purpose. Other fun recommendation of the day was Fail Nation, kind of the gift joke book from the folks at failblog.org. Recent purchase was Freakonomics, A Rogue Economist Explores the Hidden Side of Everything by Stephen Levitt and Stephen Dubner. The for fun recommendation was The Art of Racing in the Rain, which is just a novel by Garth Stein. And currently reading 6 Pixels of Separation, Everyone is Connected, Connect Your Business to Everyone by Mitch Joel. So I want to thank all of you for listening to this inaugural version of the Reads Podcast by Annie Sorensen. Please visit my blog for the full title and author information for the 5 books that we mentioned here today. Also, I'll have links to Amazon on there, so you can click on those to check them out even further, read reviews, leave reviews, let me know your comments, and things like that. So, finally, question of the day. I think the first question of the day just has to be, what are you reading right now? Share it in the comments. So, go, be inspired, and for goodness sakes, read something.